Firstly, we prized our thumbs into his cavities. We couldn't see any racism, but it was dark in there. So we peeled off his skin and pinned it up on a rotary clothesline. We then placed his eyes into a couple of shot glasses and knocked them back with double tequilas. We ground his bones into a fine silt and made candles from his marrow. We placed his sinew and fat into a mincer and spread it a millimetre thick across the laboratory floor. We stared at that floor gently through half-closed eyes while holding his heart in one hand and his brain in the other. We concluded. Though while his actions, words, thoughts and impulses were profoundly intolerant of other races, genders and nationalities, we could find no evidence of it within the man himself. All we found was meat, cartilage, bone, snot, wee and a copious amount of poo.